This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to The Morning Run. It's 7:37 a.m. on Wednesday, the 28th of September. I'm Shazana Mukhtar with Wong Xiaoning. For now, though, we are turning our attention over to Japan. From October 11th onwards, Japan will open its borders to individual tourists and resume visa-free entry for short-term travelers. The cap on daily arrivals there will also come to an end. At the moment, the number of daily arrivals is limited to 50,000 and only travelers on group tours are allowed entry.
So another key change also includes waiving the need for pre-departure COVID-19 tests for those who have received three shots of China-made vaccines. However, visitors without these three doses must still produce a negative pre-departure PCR test taken within 72 hours of the flight. So is Japan's tourism sector seeing light at the end of a very long tunnel? And could it achieve its target of welcoming 60 million international visitors annually by 2030?
For an outlook on the Japanese tourism sector, we have on the line with us Denise Wong, equity analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Good morning, Denise. Thanks very much for joining us. So we've heard the good news. Japan will open its doors back up to foreign tourists without having to apply for a visa. What are your expectations for the pace of Japan's tourism recovery? Could you give us some thoughts on where you think the majority of inbound travelers will be coming from?
Yeah, most of Japan's source markets, well, except mainland China, have lifted international travel restrictions, which means potential tourists can visit right away. So the country's strong tourism appeal, combined with a weaker yen, should promote a rapid rebound. The country's tourism may take less than 4 months to restore ex-China visitors' numbers to a third of pre-pandemic levels, faster than South Korea, Thailand, and other neighboring countries that opened earlier. The country probably gained popularity among post-pandemic travelers due to its rich tourism resources, excellent health and hygiene conditions, and strong infrastructure. The majority of these early travelers are likely to come from South Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, who together already accounted for 40% of arrivals in 2019. The weaker yen should also appeal to medium and long-haul travelers from South and Southeast Asia, North America, and Europe, whose arrivals were already gaining traction before the pandemic. So, mainland China visitors could also quickly re-emerge as a major driver once China lifts travel restrictions.
Okay. We're just curious, though, which segment will recover faster in the coming quarters? And, you know, who stands to benefit then?
There's no doubt major airlines ANA and JAL will be the first to benefit from the recovery as the first batch of eager travelers snap up flight tickets at high price. We also expect Japan Airport Terminal, which operates the Tokyo Haneda Airport, to be a leading beneficiary since early travelers are likely to fly via gateway cities due to the slow restoration of flights to regional airports. Tourist revenue at local transport, hospitality and recreation service companies can also get a lift. Some examples of these companies could be JR West, a bullet train operator, and Park 24, which provides car rental services. And of course, we can also expect a demand boost for some high-end resource operator, Hoshino, and also amusement park and recreation facilities, for example, Oriental Land, which operates Disneyland.
Is the country ready to receive these tourist arrivals, though? Because it has been closed for more than 2 years.
Well, some facilities actually closed down. For example, some hotels and some retailers closed down some shops. But Japan has a very strong domestic tourism base. So a lot of the facilities have been covering the shortfall with domestic visits or staycation demand. So they definitely still have a lot of capacity to handle foreign tourists.
Mm. Earlier, you mentioned that Chinese tourists still haven't made a return yet, and we're not really sure when China will be reopening its borders. How dependent is Japan on Chinese tourist arrivals? And do you think China's zero COVID policy, if it continues for longer, will that weigh down a lot on tourism revenue in Japan?
Yeah, for sure. Chinese tourists are 30% of visitors' arrivals before the pandemic, so the delayed return will be a huge constraint to tourism revenue recovery. These tourists spend 3 to 5 times more on shopping than other travelers before the pandemic. As an example, Chinese tourists only accounted for 14% of passengers at Tokyo Haneda Airport, but they contribute more than 40% of the airport's duty-free sales. So we can expect drugstores, cosmetics, luxury goods, and other tax-free retailers that were popular among Chinese tourists to face the most challenges to offset the shortfall.
Okay, and you know, Tokyo was the last country to hold the last Olympics. Is there any evidence of lasting impact from the Games to help its recovery? Because unfortunately, its borders couldn't open at that time.
Yeah, actually, the Tokyo Olympics is scaled down and it was held without spectators. But then the studies by the UK government, who held Olympics 8 years earlier, they proved that they show that hosting the Olympics can actually elevate the national brand and promote visitors' growth, facilitate trade and attract investment. Japan also, they actually didn't have the Olympics on site. They still had abundant publicity via TV and digital platforms with a global audience of billions who probably stayed at home more during the pandemic. Mm. So it could probably fast-track Japan's post-COVID economic recovery.
And I'm just curious, Denise, give us some color. Before COVID, tourism, do you have any indication of how much of a contributor it was to GDP? And can we expect that same level of recovery in 2023, that kind of contribution?
I don't have the percentage contribution, but Japan was a very mature economy. So tourism does have a very important contribution to the incremental growth in the economy. So 2023, I think the expectation is that Japan's visitors arrival can revert to pre-pandemic levels by 2024. And this is not because the recovery is not constrained. It's not just about this country. It's also relevant to how fast airlines can restore capacity and how fast other visitors in other countries can come back and the economy can come back for other countries. So the 2024 target is actually in line with a major aviation association, global association. Mm.
And if we look longer term, we know that the Japanese government has a target of welcoming 60 million international visitors annually by 2030. That is 8 years away. What efforts are they taking to get to that target?
Yes, the visitors number will only need to climb 11% on average a year to reach that target in 2030. Mm. And that shouldn't be an issue because they were growing at 13% before the pandemic. So the country has actually already been ramping up promotions and other efforts to penetrate new source markets, such as South and Southeast Asia, North America, and Europe. So flight network expansion by airports and low-cost airlines should facilitate repeat travels by nearby neighboring Asia countries as well, and that should contribute to the goal. And of course, Japan is likely to push ahead with integrated casino resource development, which is proven to have a multiplying effect on tourism based on the experience of Macau and Singapore. Mm.
Denise, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Denise Wong, equity analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, talking to us about the outlook for the Japanese tourism sector now that we see an opening date in sight.
Yeah, so definitely it's going to help the Japanese economy. But I wonder whether you'll still get that kind of numbers because the Chinese, which are, 38% of tourist arrivals, but they spend a far more than their share of the contribution.
Remarkable stats there.
Yeah, so probably I think everyone is just finding their way, trying to find a way in terms of recouping the losses that they saw during the last 2 years when countries were closed down. So I wonder whether, you know, if I could go online and find out what's the availability of flights. How fully booked are they? Mm. Probably, I suppose there's going to be a bit of cabin fever because Japan has always been a top destination for a lot of Asian countries.
Very true. And I do recall that before the pandemic, Japan was making a lot of effort to court the Muslim tourism sector, actually. They were doing a lot of promotional activities to bring those who maybe don't think of Japan as a traditional place for Muslim tourists. They've been really pushing that agenda forward.
So much so that Bloomberg Intelligence is saying that LVMH carrying Prada and Shiseido sales could actually beat fourth quarter consensus numbers by 12% on the back of Japan opening up.
All the tourists buying their beauty products, high-end beauty products.
And also luxury goods.
7:47 in the morning. We're heading into some messages. When we come back, we are going to review the effectiveness of Budget 2022. What has the impact been on the economy? Stay tuned for that conversation, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.